Shall we have a word of prayer one more time? Our Heavenly Father, we approach unto thee again this hour through the blood that will share a Calvary for the remission of our sins. What the blood of animals could not do, Jehovah God Himself became flesh to share that blood of God to take away our sins, so that God Himself can come and live in us. That is what you wanted to achieve. That is why you put on flesh. No wonder your prophet told us that it was at Calvary that the backbone of Satan was broken, and the sin question was settled once and for all. A man come again completely under the leadership of the Almighty God. Father, we just want to thank you. We bless your name. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for the Sunday school. Thank you for a few words that we're able to pass across to ourselves. We pray, God, that you bless us with your revelation to make your word alive unto us. It is your revelation that makes your word meaningful unto us. It is your revelation that gives us assurance that we have passed from death unto life, that we are not coming to no judgment. Thank you, Father. It is your revelation that makes us to know that we were chosen in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. And when he was crucified, we were crucified with him. We were buried with him. We resurrected with him. We ascended with him. And today, our place, our dwelling place, where our lives is being governed from his heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your hand that draw the plan of salvation. We thank you because you are the one that is executing it. We are very grateful, Lord. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you, our Father, for the song leading, for the song leader, for the special numbers, all they carry their messages, all together preparing our hearts for further blessings from you. Thank you, Father. In all the nations of the world, remember your own, O God. The prophet said you know your own, and you are walking upon them. Bless your servant Abakatari. Thank you, our Master. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. Thank you for our sisters that are in our midst this morning, far away from U.S. Lord, we are grateful for how you brought her down at the purpose of the same. We believe it shall be accomplished in righteousness. When she shall be going back, I pray, O God, that you would have brought her, take her back safely, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Because we have asked them all with all faith and thanksgiving, in Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Brother Abraham said, if I talk to a man 2 minutes, he said, I will know whether that man has received the Holy Ghost or not. You will say, oh, because he is a prophet. But remember, prophets don't know everything. Prophets only know what God wants them to know. Hello? But the prophet said, so also you. He said, because the Holy Ghost is life. Amen. The Holy Ghost is life. May God help us. That is why the prophet told us, he said, an elect cannot persecute an elect. Because an elect is led by God. A God cannot persecute his own children. He cannot. May God help us. Don't forget that we are making preparation for the rapture. What Abraham said, I am not looking for revival in our day. He said, I am looking for the coming of the Lord. I'm looking for the rapture in our day. Amen. May God help us all. Let me read these papers. So many people ask me to greet the church for them. There are so many that I can't remember them. I will just say, all the people that say I should greet it. Is that seen? Brother Abraham said, each time I travel and I come back, I will ask Brother So-so, they say, it's gone on. Ask So-so, they say, gone on. Say, if I travel again, return now, some might have gone on before I return again. That is the age we are living in. The age of crossing the river. One of us again has just passed on. We just need to inform us. I think we have come to a point that as God's children, we no longer sorrow like the people of the world. You know, like what I was saying, the prophet said, until God finishes with you, nothing can take you. Remember the day you were born. Many babies were born that didn't see the following day. Yeah! It's the word that be keeping you, and he had an allotted time for you. When that time comes, you got to go. And the joy we have is that we are God's children. Remember, we are God's children only by grace. It's not what you have done or doing. There are people that are living better life than you were living before God called you. Who can question God? The question I normally ask is that, what do you think that Jacob could have done to change the statement of God concerning him, that the elder shall serve the younger? And that is the opposite. And that is exactly what happened. Amen? You should be very happy that you are a child of God. That is why me, I know the sorrowful. As you see me so, I don't like sorrowful things around me. I'm always happy. Amen? Hope you will not say I'm too fond of myself. It's because I can't help it. It's because of what? It's because salvation is an individual matter. It's not even me and my wife. Hello? You remember Lot and his wife? You remember Lot and his wife? When they look my face. You remember also, what do you call him now? This man who sold land and kept... Ananias and Sapphira. That is why never support your husband when he's in error. Don't support your wife when he's in error. Because you are individuals. If it's Ananias, I've said no to Ananias about that he did. It will not have been difficult for her. When Peter said, is it true that you sold the land for so much? He would have said, my pastor, not be true. We still did more than that, too. I disagree with my husband. The woman will not have died, though. They both agreed together. This is my wife's husband stuff. Make you not be careful. We are individual before God. I know what God has done together. No pastor can separate. The word of God cannot even separate us because it's the word that joined us together. But what I am saying, if your husband is a drunkard and he's sending you to go and buy beer, tell him no. I no go. I will go at their pastor. We know they drink beer. If he come and tell me, my wife is disobedient, I say, what is the disobedience? Your wife told me you are sending her to go and buy beer. Will they drink beer? Hello? If I see your righteousness in my papa, I will talk up. For my mama, for my wife, for anywhere, I will talk it. After all, if you want to beat me, so people will defend me. Oh, yes. God bless you. May God help us. How many of us know Brother Levi? Well, you should know him. He has preached for us before. He just took sickness just within 2 weeks or so. The man is God. Wherever he's gone. So it's no longer those that live and remain. It's now the first, the dead in Christ shall rise. So both the resurrected one and the changed one, if you're a Christian, you don't lose nothing. That's why Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If you don't have revelation, we say Paul was carnal. How can you say to die is gain? Even animal, they run for death. Animal, your goat, where you dey rear, put food down, carry sick like this. He will not come. He may be hungry, he will never come. If he are dead, to die is gain. No. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shall we turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 7. We are continuing our Romans 7, the first 6 verses. It goes like this: Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law had dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So that if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, are you listening? The motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Amen. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. The very reason why God, let me read something here from the exposition. As we continue the invisible union of the bride of Christ. No man knows the things of God save the Spirit of God, and he to whom the Spirit of God reveals them. We need to call on God for revelation more than anything else in the world. We have accepted the Bible. We have accepted the great truth of it. But it still is not real to most people, because the revelation by the Spirit is not there. The word has not been quickened. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that we have become the righteousness of God by our union with Jesus Christ. Did you get it? It says that we are the very righteousness of God himself by being in Christ. He says that he, Jesus, became sin for us. He does not say he became sinful, but became sin. for us, that by our union with him, we might become the righteousness of God. If we accept the fact, and we must that he literally became sin for us by his substitution for us, then we must also accept the fact that we, by our union with him, have become the very righteousness of God. To reject one is to reject the other. To accept one is to accept the other. Now we know the Bible says that it can't be denied, but the revelation of it is missing. It is not real to the majority of God's children. It is just a good verse in the Bible. But we need to have it made alive to us, that we take revelation. Amen. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us revelation. That is what made the things of God real to us. That is why you don't fear. It makes no difference. Brother Abraham said, the Bible says, angels encamp them round that are heir of salvation. He said, each and every one of us have a bunch of angels that God assigned unto us. He said, they are permanent with us. Whether you are sleeping or you are awake, they are permanent with us. And he went further to make emphasis. He said, one angel can destroy the whole world. The whole world. Then you begin to see the caliber of person you are. You don't envy all these senators and House of Representatives and governors and Emiloko and the rest of it. When they are going, they put their soldiers at one side, police at one side, DSS at one side. Everyone is on the other side, you know, protecting them. For your information, it is those that used to protect them that used to kill them sometimes. Hello? But the assignment God has given to angels is to protect you. No angel is assigned to kill you. Therefore, there is no power of darkness that you should fear. Fear him for what? Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, they will cast out devils. Whether it be witch, whether it be wizard, whether it be emere, whether it be ogbanje, whether it be mami water spirit, name it. You have the authority, God giving authority, to cast them out. But we must have that revelation. Otherwise, when cockroach make noise in the night, that is the end to your sleep. So people will say, what to do? What to do? I used to ask, who are you expecting? That one today. God bless you. But Abraham preached a message. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? Satan is the ruler of this world. But God is in us. Amen. But Abraham preached a message. God versus Satan. Who is the winner? God bless you, church. Nothing to fear. I don't care whether you misunderstand me or not. Me, I will be happy. I'll be so happy until the devil will be mad. Even in his madness, he can't change my happiness. Because what gives me joy is inside my soul. Amen. I see even preaching last Sunday in Bakatari. I told the people, you better love me. If you love me, God will love you. If you hate me, you want to become my enemy, I say, I will possess your gate. Because it's a promise of God to me. I will possess my enemy's gate. You become my enemy, I will possess your gate. I was talking to a preacher. You know, he has certain things. He was talking vehemently about a church member. I called the preacher. I said, brother, you know your position as a minister. God has put you to that position to to edify his children, to perfect his children. I said, this man you are talking about, if he was in your church, you'd be ministering to him. How can a little thing happen? You become to talk like an unbeliever. No, so well, but that's what I need. If he get the message, he couldn't reply me. I think he know what I was talking about. It's like your child does something, and you begin to invite the old adubo, your child. When you were small, do you know what you did? Go ask your papa and mama. You might have done worse than that. May God help us. Yeah, we are back to our topic, the invisible union. The bride of Christ and Christ, they are in union now. Hello? They are in union now. And by the grace of God, nothing can change them. Jesus said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. So fear not, little flock. It is your heavenly Father's good pleasure to do what? To give you the kingdom. It is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It was his good pleasure to give gifts, prophetic gifts to Joseph. It was his good pleasure. Joseph did not bribe him. He did not beg him. When he was born with those things. And when they started manifesting, his brethren hated him for it. Did that stop the program of God concerning Joseph? When the enemy walked in such a way that the wife of Potiphar began to lust after Joseph. That is why I don't believe. So men will say, well, I didn't want to do it. You want to do it. If you didn't want to do it, you should not have done it. Oh, sure! What are you saying? The woman came. He said, hey, Joseph, you know the sea road? When I shake my bubble like this, this is what I mean. You know the sea road? Joseph said, Mba, you'll be my master's wife. Everything in this house, Oga, he don't commit me to my hand. But you'll be his wife. Sisters, may I say something? It may look carnal, but let every one of you be careful. That female body that God gave you, so, if you are not careful, that's what will take you to hell. Not you alone, including men. What Abraham said, he said, man and woman are inseparable. He said, because they were one before God separated them. Are you getting me? When we were babies, especially me, I was fully grown. I would go and pray with my mate. When I come back home, I will carry Joko, put it there, tell mama, sit down. Immediately sit down, carry her breast, begin to suck. May God help us all. But Abraham said, whatever you do with your wife is righteousness. Hello? He said, another woman is like your wife. He said, you touch her, you go to hell for it. So people say, well, women are too plenty. You want to order one? Are you bringing information to God that women are too plenty? That gives you opportunity to jump at everyone you see. The Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, eyin o ba le ma so pe asegbe ko si o ase pa mo lowo. Whatever you do in secret, it shall become open. The one with whom we have to do who is our judge, is the Almighty God. He knows all things and he sees all things. That's why Brother Abraham said, your thoughts speaks louder in heaven than your words. Utoro, lokoto Jesus ita. He is bad in heaven. Be careful. If your thoughts are always filled, where is the Holy Ghost? How do you say you have the mind of Christ? And your thoughts is always filled. Do you know that this time the prophet talked to the sisters that they should dress very well? He will follow that statement to say, the sinner that look at you, not saints. Saints don't lust. Saints, they are free from sin. They have divine nature, the nature of God. That's why I don't believe pastors will be fully with whether small girls or married girls in the church. It's a carnal pastor. I don't care how popular he is. He will reap what he sows, except he repent and put a stop to it. Somebody was involved in immoral living. It is not here. Make you know, go be thinking. It's not here. We asked the man to come and preach. I wanted to just see if we can. We know that immoral living is not a pardonable sin. Do we go into it because it's not a pardonable sin? We have been delivered completely from every form of sin. Every form of sin, we have been delivered from it. If you are still sinning, you are not born again. The man came to preach. He said, immoral living is just like when you tell a lie. What is the difference? I didn't want to hurt him. The Bible says every sin a man commits is without the body. That is God now differentiating what you are trying to mimic. He said, any man that lives like that, not only commits sin, he sinned against his own body. Stay away. Look, when you are born again, does it take? You don't struggle against sin. No. You don't struggle against it at all. There is something that keep you away from that thing. Your life is ordered from above. Above, they don't commit fornication. Above. Over there, they don't commit adultery. Over there, they don't lust. The kingdom of God, we are in the kingdom of God now. It is a spiritual kingdom. Hello? That kingdom we are in now by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we have dominion. If you are in that kingdom, we have dominion over sin. We have dominion over the flesh. We have dominion over the world. And we have dominion over Satan. Do you believe that? God bless you. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. That is the kingdom. Peace that passes all understanding floods our souls 24 hours a day. God doesn't withdraw it to say, oh, because you did this. No, it's permanent with you. Brother, sister, the worst mistake you will ever make in your life is to mimic baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't mimic it. If you have not yet received, be praying. After all, the scripture says, he that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be open. Seek until you find original. But Abraham said, the Pentecostal sky is full of realities. He said, don't take counterfeit. Hello? May God help us. I say, may God help us. But Abraham said, when you are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he said, you had the Spirit. He said, this is how you will know what happened to you. He said, what were you when you were seeking it? He said, after you claim you have received it, what are you now? It brings a permanent change to you. When the sister stayed quietly where she was, now you the right time. You'll be sugar in my tea. You'll be Maggi in my soup. You'll be my sleepy tablets. Without you, I can't even breathe. You marry and finish. Any little thing, you make her a punching bag. You should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of yourself. You may only go raise hand to hit. No. The worst mistake you can make is to be living that kind of life and be claiming the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Many of you will come for the breaking of bread and foot washing. I will stop you. The prophet said, millions will eat it that will not see God. It depends on the life you are living. The life you are living matters. I'm not talking about Yoruba nearly down. That's not what I'm talking about. Oba, if you hypocrite does it. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is living a life of Jesus Christ. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. The carrying malice in your heart against somebody. Holy Ghost, you can tell the best in the air. And for me, I will never listen to you. Praise God. Amen. It takes two to fight. You can't fight a man filled with the Holy Ghost. He's not ready to fight you. You will do anything you like to him. He will just go at the back and say, God, help my brother or help my sister. Because he knows what you lack. If he's filled with the Holy Ghost, he will not fight. He will not quarrel. Evil will not even cross his heart. He has the mind of Christ. So when he sees you fighting, what are you fighting for? After all, the prophet said, it's God that ordered the step of his men to their position. What is the fight about? Like I used to say, whatever God have ordained for you in life, no devil can stop you from arriving there. You will arrive there successfully, whether the devil like it or not. When the brothers of Joseph said, we will never bow to that man. When they saw him coming, did they not decide to kill him? Why did they change their mind? God has a plan for them. When they sold him, was that the head of the plan? Finally, they left their home to another country to come and kneel down before him. Not only kneeling down before him, but bow before him. They were calling him Lord. Lord, oh, we cannot fight, oh, but God is the one that fights for us. Just depend on him. He will find your battle. When I was sick the other time, there are some areas I don't go in my testimonies. Some areas I don't go. And you buy them as a quick or rush anyway. Catholic, when you took any. Were there no false prophecies? The man would die. That was the end of the man. God said no. I heard all those things. It didn't move me. Do you know why? You are entitled to your opinion. I also know God had the final say. You think I fear death? No. I know they fear them all. By the grace of God. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. You know yourself. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you better be praying. In the rapture, you can't go in the rapture without the Holy Ghost. Jesus gave a parable of 10 virgins. He said 5 were foolish. What made them foolish? They carried their lamps without kerosene inside. Hello? Light without kerosene can't work. It can't light for you. Even if you can use a whole box of match, it will not light. The wise one, they carry kerosene inside. Hello? Midnight came, and the sound came. The bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. All the virgins woke up. Everybody carry his lamp. This one owned no oil in it. So he can't light. This one have word. Immediately say, hey, brother, no brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. After all, we believe in giving. Giving is part of our belief. The man said, I have enough only for myself. If we share it, it will not be enough for two or four. Go to the place where they buy it. Where they went, it was in their back, the bridegroom came. The prophet told us what the oil represents. Hello, church. He told us what the oil represents, which is the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't go in the air. It's a supernatural thing. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't live a Christian life. You will be an impersonator. You can't help it. May God help us all. Whether you are old here or new here is the message. Whether you were born in it, you'll be in it for uncountable years. If you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, don't rest both day and night. Because there is danger. God bless you. I say God bless you. Jesus had 12 apostles. Many people thought he made a mistake when he brought in Judas. God doesn't make mistake. Hello? When he brought in Judas, he said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. He knew Judas before he chose him. Because Judas must do the work of Judas. Peter couldn't do it. When they were in that Lord's Supper, he said, one of you will betray me. Peter says, Matthew says, when he called to Judas, he said, thou sayest. When he stood up finally from the place, he says, that you are going to do quickly. Judas knew very well that Jesus was aware of his plans. The prophet said, Judas didn't mean that to. But he was ordained to do that. Hello? He was ordained to do that. If you are ordained to be a son of God, a daughter of God, God is obligated to work upon you. He's obligated. Hello? That is why the prophet told us. He said, like this boy now, Paul Matthews, all the children this boy will ever give birth to are already in him. When he grow up, all he has to do is to get a wife as a bedding girl to produce your children so that he can fellowship with them. The prophet said, before the foundation of the world, by the foreknowledge of God, he knew you and me to be his children. He wrote our names in the last book of life. Nothing can take the name out of that person. No trial, no temptation, no problem. Then you think what careless Satan will say, I will make the child of God to backslide. He's joking. It can't happen. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Brother, give me page 11 of the Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Page 11. And so was God manifested in the beginning. And finally, he was appeared as Jehovah, God the Father. Then he appeared as God the Son in Jesus Christ. Now he appeared as God the Holy Ghost. Where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? He's in us. God above us. God with us. God in us. He doesn't change his character. The way Jehovah was at that time, that is the same thing he manifested when he became Jesus here on earth. Now he became the Holy Ghost in us. He has not changed his character. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Do you love everybody? When Abraham said, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you love everybody. May God help us. Are you jealous? I'm not talking about godly jealousy. The kind of jealousy Cain had that make it to kill Abel. God bless your brother. You wish it could have been you. You are jealous of him. You begin to set trap for him. And you say you'll be Christian. Tell somebody else. You will even prefer your brother to yourself. Sometimes when I use phone at the hotspot, some people will be saying, Pastor, give me that your 40 phone. I said, will I give you something that I cannot use? Something that I use, something by them, I'd be for it. Why? I'd rather manage it, I'd buy you a new one if I have the money. Oh, may God help us. Blessed be his holy name. What am I talking about? To have the mind of Christ is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If the woman is filled with the Holy Ghost and the man is not filled, he can keep the hope. If the man wants to do contrary to the scripture, the woman will say, let's go this way. The message is on it. Not that you are preaching. The woman can correct the man. Children can correct parents. If God help the children and they are spiritual, go say, Papa, Mama, the thing where will they hear for church? Not be who they practice so. Will they beat my mother? I will go and tell Pastor. Hello. May God help us. Now, we find it is that each generation, God has slaughtered his word from the beginning. Just like evolution came. Just like first thing God created. Probably, let's say, he created bodily life first. Then he created animal life next. Then he created human life next. Kind of an evolution rising higher. So as it be in God and his church, justification, other leader, that fully is bride out. Now, is creating his bride. Justification, other leader, sanctification, other Wesley, and so forth. You see, the evolution of the spirit being given more and more. The body is building, coming to the end, which is Christ, the body of Christ. Now, she has a woman. If she's married to Christ, the world, she cannot be married to church denomination at the same time. For she's bound by it. She cannot live with both husbands at the same time. They are contrary one to the other. One is God sent, the other one is man made. So they are contrary. Said, let every man's word be a lie, might be the truth. God said that. Let me tell you one thing. The denominations are their preachers. They are not in the picture of the program of God today. They are not. If you put all preachers in the denomination, you put them in Galatians chapter 1. Please put Galatians chapter 1 there for me. Make I tell you where and what put them. It's the word of God that put them there. You will know there's nothing to a denominational preacher. You can be GO in the denomination. You are a sinner anyhow. Because you are not even preaching the original gospel that Paul preached. Paul, listen, Paul, an apostle, not of men. Hello? Neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another,
But there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. What they are preaching in denomination is perversion of the gospel of Christ. Hello? It's perversion they preach in that place. Okay, let's go. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let it be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The prophet said, the ministers are predestinated. Hello? They are born with that gift. May God help us. They are ministerial gifts. If I want to give this as a gift to Brother Femi, he doesn't need to go to school to learn how to take it from me. He said they are born with it. May God help us. Why all the denominations? Why do they have their own seminaries? Is to teach what they believe there and continue to propagate those things in their denominations. The CAC have their own, Methodists have their own, Baptists have their own, Kumuyi have their own, and so on and so forth. But the message of the hour, the prophet said, he said you are called of God, you want to go to Bible school. He said you are digging your grave. Our Bible school is the school of neology. Praise God, amen. Tell me what denomination that is preaching exactly what Paul preached. Tell me one, including those that say their life that they have in Christ is deeper. Why don't you have the life first before you seek the deeper of it? You are using grammar. Have read the book written by Kumuyi or Godhead. He said there are three decent, recognizable personalities in the Godhead. I said, this man must be a good lecturer in the university. But he should leave the pulpit for those that are called. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. That's what the Bible says. One Lord, not three, not two. He is the Alpha, the Omega, Titus, Boku, the bright and morning star. Oh, man. But he has one name. That is why the Bible says he has been given a name that is above all other names. That the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. All things in heaven should bow to that name. All things in earth should bow to that name. All things underneath the earth should bow to that name. For that is the name of God. God bless you, church. Brother Abraham said, if you are not baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, your baptism is adulterous baptism. It's not scriptural. Hello? You do know the man that was talking? You know the man that was talking? I've not finished, oh my brother. Bring it back. The man that was talking was the man that was sent to the Gentiles. He said, as long as I'm the apostle to the Gentiles, I do what? I magnify my office. He said, for you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jewish religion. How that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God. I wasted it. I profited in the Jewish religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I confined not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 50 days. Before he saw any of those apostles, he was preaching exactly what those apostles have been preaching. Can you be filled with the Holy Ghost? We are preaching three persons in one God. You say, when you get to heaven, you find three persons on the throne. One old man, one young man. How the evil created a seat for his spirit, I don't know. God bless you. I say, God bless you. But the sons are daughters of God. They are ordained to have revelation. But they can never believe any man-made theory. No, sir. But other of the apostles, so I know, say James, the Lord's brother. Now, the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Sicilia. I was unknown by faith unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he, we persecuted us in time past, now preaches the faith which once is destroyed. And they glorify God in me. Hello? You hear the testimony of Paul? Did Paul ordain deaconess? Did Paul ordain woman preacher? Did Paul preach three persons in one God? You say, oh, this one you are measuring are not plenty. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. One word that you disbelieve makes you an unbeliever. Hello? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Sons and daughters of God, they are born for the purpose of Malachi 4, 5 and 6 to be fulfilled in their lives, in this generation. Brother Abraham said, he said, remember, the Bible says, he will send unto us Elijah the prophet to turn the heart of the children to the apostolic fathers. He said, remember, it's only children that will listen. He said, others will hear it, are hard here, are surprised here, and the message is no longer pure. We find it everywhere. May God help us. They are everywhere. Some say seven thunders are not revealed. Are you the one who is coming to reveal them? The Bible says in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he, singular, shall begin to sound, the mysteries of God shall be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. The brother Abraham revealed seven thunders. Did he reveal seven thunders? Maybe you don't know what they are. That's why you can't say amen. May God help us. The people, some people are nicknaming us thunder people. Thunder people. It will be too late for you if you don't get the revelation now. May I say something? Revelation is a gift of God only to his children. Are you following me? Jesus was asking them, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you are Jeremiah, you are Ezekiel, John the Baptist that was beheaded, you resurrected, it's okay. That is what they say about me. But you, who do you say I am? Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, that thing you said was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock, which is revelation of who I am, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. That is thus says the Lord. The gates of hell. The prophet said, it means that the gates of hell shall fight, but they will never prevail. God bless you. From what we have known in the message of the hour, I will not die before my time. You will not die before your time. Until God is ready, nothing can take you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Now, paragraph 71 in verse 11. I mean, chapter, page 11. Now she, as a woman, if she's married to Christ, the world, she cannot be married to a church denomination at the same time. For she's bound by it. She cannot live with both husbands at the same time. They are contrary one to the other. One is God sent, the other one is man made. So they are contrary. Said, let every man's word be a lie, mine be the truth. God said that. Just as much contrary to one another as law was to grace. As Paul speaking of here, one must be dead to have the other. And if she tries to mix them, she shall be called an adulteress. Oh, think of it, New York, Arizona, across the nation. Think of it, God said, if she tried to be married to two at the same time, she shall be called an adulteress. What adulteress can enter heaven? Will God marry an adulteress? Certainly not. He asked her not to do it. She shall be called an adulteress. Then her children, if she's an adulteress, her children is her illegitimate. Illegitimate to what? Not to church, but to the world. She's illegitimate. What a picture of this Revelation 3 here of the last day Laodicea church age. What an illegitimate group. What a denominational mix-up. Lukewarm. Carry on. I call themselves Christians. I deny the word of God, having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. As the prophet said, it will be. Marriage is the oldest institution in the world. Marriage was performed first at the seated in the Garden of Eden. That is why once a woman is married, till death, you have a problem with your husband, you don't have to settle it. Otherwise, that is goodbye to man. Or the death take one of you, or whatever. Even the time where polygamy was permitted, a woman cannot marry two men. Is it in your Bible? A man can marry 100 wives. They are his wife. How many members make up the bride of Jesus Christ? Or countable? And they are just his wife. Hello? May God help us. A woman is entrusted with certain characters that she must not defy. A woman is trusted to that. There's not a creature on earth like a woman. You believe that? There is no female dog. There's no female of any kind entrusted with the character that a woman is. A woman was not even in the beginning of the creation, because God knew that she would fall. All other females could not commit adultery. She is the only one that can commit adultery. If she had been made like the original, that would have been discomplimentary to God's great wisdom. See, she was made a byproduct of a man. But because she was cast over in the other side, she has also been given a sacred charge from God for redemption. She got characters that she must not defy. Sisters, are you listening? If she will marry them, she is defied for lifetime. No matter how much she is forgiven, she can't be justified. Hello?
I will try that in a little bit. Got a scripture on that. In a few minutes, she can be forgiven for her defilement, but she cannot be justified in this life. It's always with her. Notice now, she be given this. She may be forgiven, but not justified. Her body is given to her as sacred trust from God. No female dog, no bird, no other animal, no other creature like that. No, she is the only one. By it, she is, the reason is so sacred, she is to bring forth life into the earth. Her body is the bedding ground of life. Therefore, that is the reason she is giving this sacred trust. Now, here is where you may disagree. Many, you theologians, that is what defied the whole human race, is that adultery at the beginning. Her bedding ground was man. She brought forth those twins, Cain and Abel, were her two children. Says the scriptures. Notice now. We find that her body is the bedding ground, and therefore is a sacred trust, not to defy that. Now I'm speaking now, bringing this to an illustration to show you where the church stands. I'm not speaking of you women. Whatever you are, that's between you and God, or you men. But I'm speaking of church, of the church and Christ. Now, this she is given to bring forth life, and only God himself can give. Her husband may be the germ bearer, but God has to produce the life. That's right. It has to come. All life has to come from God. Any life has to come from God. It's perverted, and that is what makes it sinful. But life has to come from God. He's the author of life. Now she has, I want to name three things here that she must not give away from. Now, I'm speaking, keep the church in mind while I'm speaking this to the natural woman. As Paul is here in 7th chapter of Romans, she has a sacred trust of virtue committed to her by God, by her Lord. A certain virtue, not else, nothing else owed it but a woman. Right? That committed to her by God, she must not defy that virtue. If she even does something wrong, she must confess that to her husband before he takes her. Young sisters, are you listening? I make it right. The same as the church was married to the Lord has to come also before Christ, before the second marriage. She has to confess that. If she does it, and she lives with her husband for 10 years, and then confess it, he has a right to put her away and marry another woman. Hello? Hello? That is the scripture. Fornication is unclean living. That part of your body is not meant for entertainment. It is not meant for social something. You are not to become an animal. This man came, he jumped on you. This other man came, he jumped on you. This other man came, he jumped on you. In the name that you are social. You are not social. You are sinful. You are a sinful creature. You will reap what you sow. It is in the light of the message of the hour, in the light of the plan and program of God, the woman supposed to go to her husband's house as a virgin. This so-called civilization. Corruption stands for primary school. They carry it through secondary school. Those who enter polytechnics, they become professionals. Those who enter university, they become, may God help us. So we say, after, I will not confess. Your marriage will be unlawful for life in the sight of God. You choose one that you want to.
It's either you confess it, God forgives you, or keep it unconfessed, and your marriage is unlawful.
May God help us. Joseph, fear not. Take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. He was minded to put her away privately. See, after is already engaged to her. When you are engaged to her, as far as God is concerned, you are married to her. Hello, Brother Josiah, hello. Are you hearing me? Once you are engaged to her, you're already married to her. But the message says you don't have access to her body. Hello? You can't even kiss her until that veil is removed from her face and she becomes your wife. I know nowadays, social media, we see a lot of rubbish and nonsense in that place. Everything is brought to the open nowadays. Nothing is hidden. But children of God, they will keep God's word. If you want your marriage to be lawful, Brother Josiah, why you are coming in the sermon? It's because this is your card here. That's why you are coming in the sermon. If you have been kissing that woman, if you have been kissing her, if you have been touching her, you better make it right. Otherwise, your marriage will be illegal in the sight of God. Not Josiah alone, no. Hello? Not Josiah alone. May God help us. Notice now, she has a sacred trust of virtue that be given her, trusted to her by the Lord. God gave her that virtue just as it was in the Garden of Eden. She can say yes. That is woman now. She can say yes or no. She has a sacred trust of womanhood committed to her that she must not break. The womanhood I'm speaking of here is her conduct, her character around men, not letting every man. Hello.
Adult. When they hear what they talk, you are in the school. The eye of the lecturers are after you. The eyes of your co-students are after you. The eyes of the workers in the university are after you. I don't care who is after you. If you have the Holy Ghost, you will say no to every unrighteousness. It may be the by chancellor. You will say no. May God help us. But some, no. Anything goes. There are some behavior you people have in your higher institution of learning. Even if you're a group of girls coming, you meet a group of boys, all you have to do, one by one, you just embrace. One by one. The prophet said, don't allow a man to hug you except it's your husband. Except it's your wife, don't hug a woman. Hello? There is no civilization that can take the place of the word of God. The word of God is the word of God. By it, by the word of God, is going to judge the world. Nowadays, they have languages they use. Say, my wife has been cheating on me. Your wife has been committing adultery. It is adultery, the Bible called it. Not cheating on you. May God help us. Remember a sister who was sick? But Abraham prayed for her several times. She wasn't getting well. Until one day, the grace of God came down. The prophet said, hey, sister, when your husband was in the army, there was a man that was living with you. One day, you narrowly escaped train. It would have crushed you. He said, hey, don't go that way. I've already confessed it to God. The prophet said, you didn't commit it against God. You committed it against your marriage vows. He said, until you tell your husband, you are in that sin. The woman said, hey, my husband, he will divorce me. He did this, he did that. What we have seen in our generation supposed to make us to tremble before this message. The woman could not deny it. He said, one day, narrowly, train would have crushed you people. Where the man was carrying her for immoral living. The prophet said, you get a date from your neighbor's wife. You are happy. He said, you are digging your grave. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Civilization. This present civilization is of the devil. In those days, women were afraid for men to touch them. They said they will get pregnant. Not today. They have a lot of rubbish and nonsense they apply to themselves. And they can live anyhow. But remember, God has a program. Not only having a program, God has a family. The family of God will live the life of God. Praise God. Amen. I wasn't free from those things before I gave my life to Christ. Immediately I gave my life to Christ until I got married. I never went to any woman. The girl I was keeping was an evil girl. She came to the house. It was on Tuesday I gave my life to Christ. She came on Saturday. When she came to the house, she wanted to come and drop on me. I said, hey, hold it. Say, have I offended you? I said, you are taking too much. Sit down. I said, I have a story to tell you. I said, last Tuesday, I gave my life to Christ. This life we are believing, so we are going to hell. He said, okay, let me prepare your food. I said, prepare my food. That's what? I was riding Suzuki 80. I said, sit down. Besides that Suzuki 80, I carried a dope dropper for your papa's house. That was the end. Hello? I believe that when a man is saved, when a woman is saved, he's saved completely. I don't believe a man that says he's saved as you are continuing his sin and you think grace will abound. I don't believe in that. Before I got married, no woman called my life after I gave my life to Christ. Blessed be his holy name. Whether I go to U.S., go to Russia, I spend all the rest of my life. The only woman in my life, that is her sitting down there. Remember, this is Bible before me. If you can argue it with me, praise God. Amen. God bless you. I don't believe in foolishness. I don't believe in it. Some boys come to church because of guests. That's all right. You will reap what you sow. You think you are doing the pastor? You are not doing nobody. You are doing yourself. Praise God. May God help us. Brother Abraham said, all the guests I related with before I got married, he said, I can come to the judgment with them. Come to the judgment with them. He said, I did nothing wrong with any of them. I believe when a man is saved from sin, he's saved from every foolishness, from every unrighteousness. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. The prophet told us that it's one of the qualifications of a minister is that he must marry a virgin. Hello? That is between you and God. Look on this screen. 88. Look on this screen and see those movie stars kissing and hugging and slopping around over these women. A woman does that is of a bad character. She might be virtuous otherwise, but she, in her heart, when those glands are in the lips, the man kisses a woman, she's actually potentially committed adultery. Hello? Are we listening? Sex glands are in the woman's lips and in the man's lips. He could kiss her on the hand. It wouldn't miss through their sex glands. But sex glands is in the lips. And see all this nonsense in the Hollywood today of all this lopping and lumping around with women and so forth. Little girls looking at all that. No wonder our morals are rotted and decayed. And feeding, because
is put before children. That's right. It has to be that way for the last day. Praise the Lord. Now keep the church in mind. She is kissing and sloppy and missing around in everything else but the world. Let the devil and education and scientific researches and so forth. When scientific education, everything is absolutely contrary to God. The whole system of civilization that we have now is absolutely antichrist. Education system is antichrist. Civilization is antichrist. It's against God. You say against civilization? God will have a civilization one of these days that will have any debt associated in it. This modern civilization called by Satan. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I will prove that to you in the Lord willing tonight. Out of the Bible. All these things are of Satan. Our new civilization, we have none of this in it. She has this sacred womanhood. No wonder men act around women the way they do. It's because women act around men the way they do. She characterizes herself out here with a pair of shorts on and skin tight and mess clothing and things out on the street, twisting around. No matter what she says, she might be as virtuous to her husband as she can be. But in the sight of God, she is an adulteress. Whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart, as she presented herself to be that. And that's exactly what the church has done with the world. Notice, that's committed to her sacred virtue, sacred womanhood, and then sacred motherhood. Honor her husband. Just look today. In certain cities, many cities, they even have big parties in what they call society. Church members too set their hats in the floor and they all get drunk and pitch their keys into it. Each woman goes and pick a key out of the hat for the man she will live with over the weekend. All kinds of such parties which I've got to know, to stay here, if the Lord willing, haven't got time to go into it. Such a field. Such a field. You know, there are some clubs, homosexual clubs. There are some nude clubs. Once they enter the place, they strip themselves completely. Both men and women. Demon Satan organization. May God have mercy. No wonder the world is rotten the way it is. Nothing good in anybody. Everybody evil continuously. And the church is just as bad, right, committing adultery with everything, and she has no business to be going into. She should stay with the world. Buildings are all right. Hospitals are all right. All these other things are all right. Educational program, that is all right. We have to live here, have to read, write. That's one of the economies. Like, we wasn't supposed to put on any clothes at the beginning. I preach on that later this week. The Lord willing. But we have to wear clothes because God gave us clothes. But in the beginning, we didn't need them. We were veiled. Now she is veiled to her sin. She don't even know she's sinning, see, as she was there. Now she is veiled by the devil. By the devil. Then she was veiled by God. The difference of it. When you are veiled by God, it's righteousness. But when you are veiled by the devil, it's filthiness. Now we find out that she was being given this sacred trust that she must not break. Of womanhood, act, have her character, raise her children, be honorable to her husband. Nowadays, they pay a bit more attention to it than nothing in the world. You want to sit in my office sometime. I see men bring in their wives where they try to get right with God. I confess of all the men that live with, they live with, and everything else since they have been married. Hello? No revelation. The ring in your hand is a token that the covenant that both of you made, and you took that ring from the Bible. Your wife took your own from the Bible, put it on you. Your husband took your own from the Bible, put it on you. And both of you hold your hand and put it on the Bible, and the minister pray for you. It's a token that the covenant that you have both made will be always be kept. So we carry that ring, that sacred holy thing. Go and meet another man for house. You are on your way to hell. May God help us. On your way to hell. When you are saved, you are saved completely. May God help us. You can say no to every unrighteousness. I don't care what your righteousness is. Nobody can bribe you. Hello? You know this man or this boy is doing a clean work. He packet 5 million, come and give you for house. I go say, Ishe wolo she. Ibolotin shishe. Is it, what do you call it? Is it a central bank? Or you are working in one company? Ibolotin 5 million, to be wa for me. Emi o fe wo. May God help us. After food and raiment, the Bible says you should be what? You should be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We are taking nothing out of this place. Blessed be God forever. Big men that I have known in this my little age, they have gone. Where are they? At that time, chief of my family, I will lower here on earth. I'm telling you, everybody feared that man. He was so intelligent. Oh man, where is he? He's gone. Dr. Yubandi, I think you were the Oweli of Onitsha. The man of caliber and timber. Dr. Mbadiwe, S.L. Akitola, M.I. Okpara. Where are they? We are talking about those. Children, we will know them. Some of you will know Babangida. You will know Babangida. Today is on wheelchair. Somebody will leave him. You call without Christ, you call for nothing. It will have better that you really come at all. But when you have Christ, oh, hallelujah. All the days of your life, you should be rejoicing. You should be, oh man. That is why nobody, no matter what anybody does to you, it doesn't mean nothing. You are an elect of God. God has chosen you to be his son, to be his daughter. Who can lay anything against God's elect? Nobody. Is God that declare you righteous. Oh, blessed be God forever. You said you want to, you will pull him down. You will do the, can you pull a son of God down? Who are you to pull him down? God has the final say. He's the owner of the kingdom. He's the one that says, this one is my own. Period. Everybody hated Jacob because he was a deceiver. But God said, oh, God bless you. God said, Jacob, I love. Let the whole world hate Jacob. God said, I love him. Period. Finally. Normally, the birthright belongs to the first child. So, Esau rather has to sell it. The word of God must come to pass. Apart from the fact that Isaac was blind, he was able to detect that this voice, now Jacob's voice, though the body is hairy like Esau, but the voice, why did he say, okay, wait, go and bring your second?
What God says will happen, will happen. It will happen. Keep your hatred to yourself. Keep your mind to yourself. Don't waste your time. What God bless, you can't curse. Hello? When God opened the door, no devil can close it. As for the rapture, we will be there as sons and daughters of God. There is nothing that can stop us from being there. I don't care what become of the nation. Let Koko or Gary become a millionaire. God, have you ever sit down to think where God was getting food for Elijah in the morning and the evening? Have you ever sit down to think of it? That same God have not died. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never forsake his own. God bless you. Me, I no put confidence in any government. My help coming from the Lord. And the Lord, the Lord. Period. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Young sisters, may God help you. You hear what you will talk. You are going to go to university. You will go, some of you will go to polytechnic. You will meet those things we are talking about. You better get the Holy Ghost before you go. I know of a sister. A lecturer met her. I said, except I sleep with you, you will never pass my course. He says, I said, hey, is that so? So this is the only university in the whole world. He just go to another university. That's somebody that determined not to defy herself. Go and get heavy, heavy certificates. So women they get from university. They can't perform. Some of them in their body they used to get that certificate. Let's catch all the lecturers. They have the way they walk. Why are you walking like that? Why? Walk straight. Why? What is he shaking about? You can only catch a sinner, not a saint. Nothing can catch a saint too. He had the mind of Christ. He had the character of Christ. He has the nature of Christ. Blessed be God forever. God bless you. Amen. We were so close. That's where they neglected. Not make institutions, hospitals, and so forth. Then it's all right. But that is not the church duty. Their duty is to preach the gospel. But we've done everything else but that. And we drifted in just like Satan did and mixed it up with some gospel, with some something else, and something else still is got a conglomeration of nothing. Corruption, even our whole, the whole world, what the trend of the world. Praise the Lord. Read that digest. Read that digest here not long ago, where your guests are going through their menopause. Amen. The change of life between 20 and 25 years old. They are going through the middle age. Corruption. Why? Because of scientific research of food and stuff that is broke down from the natural things we should put in our body. We are nothing but a bunch of dying corruption. May God help us. Many years ago, before this civilization became what it is, who was hearing cancer? Nobody knew anything they call cancer. People were living strong. But today, when a man is 30, he becomes jellyfish. He can no longer lift a 50-liter, what do you call it, keg. When we were living in Ojo, I was taking two of them one year, climb upstairs. May God help us. The place is degenerating. It's because of nonsense food that we eat. All kinds of food. Eat me, we eat. May God have mercy upon us. Amen. Idomi children. Blessed be his holy name. Whatever happens, God is going to have a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any of such thing. In the message, chosen of a bride, the prophet told us, say, as a young man, you have a right to choose a girl to be your wife. He said, it is also the right of the woman to accept your choice. It is also a choice. The man should not choose until he has prayed through. The girl should not say yes or no until she has prayed through. And the prophet went on. He said, the church where you fellowship, he said, it is also a choice. He said, churches have spirits. He said, place you fellowship matters. He said, did they stay pure with the message? Or did they take part of the message? Add another one to it. May God help us. Blessed be his holy name. Look, you are filled with the Holy Ghost. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God has to lead you to go to the church where the message of the hour undiluted is preached. Yeah. In most cases, all we are interested in is the education of our children. Praise God. It's our responsibility. We should feed them, we should clothe them, we should educate them, but also remember, the Bible says, teach your child the way he should go. When you grow up, he will not depart from that. Some of you send children to places for school where there is no church. You don't even consider that. Consider certificate that cannot be inherited. You eat good food, wear good clothes, live in mansion, ride the latest car. Then next, what next? Hello, what next? What next? You are looking at me. What next? After that. Finally, I don't care who you are. You may be staying in Nassau, where your time comes. Fly cannot pass that Asoro meet where Jagaba is because of soldiers. Death will pass soldiers unnoticed to them and catch that man when his time comes. But for you as a Christian, death is a promotion. Here we find battles. Here we have trials. Here we have temptations. Here we have sicknesses. Here we have disappointments. Here we have all kinds of things. But on the other side, once you cross to the other side, oh, it is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Oh, to God be the glory. You know, sometimes when somebody dies, all that you hear is that, may his soul rest in peace. So we want to qualify it more. May he so rest in perfect peace. I don't care how you qualify it. The prophet said, if you don't have peace here, you will not have peace on the other side. Hello? Do you know the fruit of the Spirit? Peace is part of it. If you don't have it here, we miss if you are not regenerated here. He said the nature you carry here is what will be with you throughout. God bless you. I say God bless you. Amen. That thing you hear, so make you now work on it. You want your marriage to be legal before God. All your past foolishness, you must confess them. If you don't, I'm telling you, your marriage is unlawful in the sight of God. Maybe give it back to twins, so continuously. Double blessing, fine. Or alone, you will meet it. That is the only thing that can change what is happening to your lineage in your family, is the new birth. If in your family they have been found to be thieves, your great-great-grandfather was noted as a thief, your grandfather, your father, once you are regenerated, that is completely killed. You have a different parent on the other side. God bless you. A man that is born from above, he cannot... what am I going to say? Why do we use this language now? He cannot come and say, this one is Yoruba, this one is Hausa, this one is Fulani. God has children in every tribe. If a Fulani man is converted, he will live the way you live. Let me give you a testimony. One time I went to the U.S. where my boy was here. Somebody connected me with South, what do you call his name? South Carolina. That South Carolina is mainly black Americans that are there. People fear them. They have certain way they behave. My son said, this church you are going to, I don't know anybody there. Those people. I say, yes, don't worry. If they have got children, I will come back with testimony for you. I can assure you that I'll be one of the most blessed assembly I ever went to. I never met them before. I was in the airport studying when the brother walked in. When he walked in, he stood. He looked up. He looked everywhere. I started walking towards him. I walked towards him. I said, are you looking for so-so-so person? He said, yes. I said, I'm the person. Let's go. We have never met before. I'm telling you, there is something about God's children. We know ourselves. Praise God. Amen. Pentecostal sky is full of reality. Don't be counterfeit. If you find you are a married woman and you cannot respect your husband, you are not converted, though. Hello. You are not converted, though. Oh, let me more. And if you find that you are a man and you can't treat your wife well, any little misunderstanding, you need the Holy Ghost. God bless you. The Holy Ghost will live according to the name. It's a ghost that is holy. He doesn't do violence. He doesn't fight. He doesn't quarrel. If my wife didn't step on me, who will step on me? Now you go step on me. We did the same house. Hello? We did the same house. Should be that day when you come here, you say, for better, for worse. Whether it's a good woman, it's a bad woman, it's a bad man, it's a bad good man, I will take him. You say, I will. Not be so you talk. Then he step for you, carry trumpet, begin to go to radio houses to broadcast. Shame on you. You are the head of that family. You should make sure that family live well. If you are spiritual, you're supposed to continue to mold your wife. That is why I believe anybody who is afraid of a minister is blessed. Because the anointing that is deposited permanently on you, you use it on a daily basis. It's associated with him. You say anything wrong, you say, the message says this, so don't go that way. This, that. Say, you have message for everything. Of course! That is our life. And what else do we do? The Bible says, let the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ become what? Your conversation. God bless you. What do you call it? Politics will be our conversation. We are strangers here. We are pilgrims. We are representing Christ here. We are only praying for them so that they will live in peace. We can only gather like this. Because if there is a curfew, we can't come. Do you know what Abraham said? If you put George Washington in every house, he said it will not do better. Because the old must go for the new to come. The whole world is in chaos. Christ is coming. God bless you. Don't be involved in politics. So don't carry political cards. She want to go and vote. It's your civic, right. Civic right. You go, vote and leave the place. Don't see that there and begin to talk. They will break your head. Because those people, some of them are paid to do evil. Praise God, amen. They snatch boxes and they carry gun. Human life means nothing to them. Come and gone are those days. So maybe you have not watched this war of Russia in YouTube. Gone are those days when they say wooden soldiers. No wooden soldiers. Everybody is dead because of the deadly weapons that they have. Gone are those days that they say they wounded a soldier for leg. I've never seen one wounded one. Every war gun that gun meet in a dead man. They were manufacturing that, not for animal, but for human being. The prophet said, this present civilization is of the devil. There is coming a civilization. Hallelujah. In that civilization, we will not be sick. No malaria. No typhoid. Oh, blessed be his holy name. God bless you. There be no fusing, no quarreling, no old age, no tiredness. Oh, man. Would you tell me who will not like to be there? God bless you. I say, God bless you. It will come. Do you know why? God promises it. We will stop here. And then we will come back to it. We will read the finish. Because I want to be in union with Christ. Invisible union. There are some people, they don't know how to talk. Once they meet with other person, they be talking against the other person. It's an evil spirit. Evil spirit. Anything that God condemns in the Bible, the Holy Spirit will protect you from doing it. Hello? He will protect you from doing it. May God help us. I say, may God help us. If God bless you, praise God. Time is not on our side. I will read something. The prophet said, if you want blessing, be a blessing to somebody else. And God will bless you too. But if you are jealous, how wishes me now. Wishes. Who are you? Who are you? God will do whatever he says he will do. God bless you. I say, God bless you. There is nothing anybody can do me that will make me to frown to him. No. No matter what you do. Because why? I know one thing. The one that have the final say is my Heavenly Father. If he bless me, you can't reverse it. Hello? Let me ask you a question. The other time when I was sick, many people believe that was my end for preaching. I'm telling you, many people believe it. That was the end of the man. I had so many things on the right and left. It doesn't make any difference to me. What does it take God to change the situation? In a jiffy. A jiffy. Look at Saul of Tarsus. It was not me. If the group he belonged to told him that Jesus was fake. And the Lord Jehovah. And he said if Jesus was fake, it means that all that believe in Jesus, we must silence them. He was fighting for Jehovah. On his way to Damascus, Jehovah appeared to him and told him, I'm Jesus. He said, it's you I'm fighting for. He preached the gospel more than the other apostles. God bless you, church. Put your trust in him. In him, there's no disappointment. You believe that? No disappointment in him. He can never disappoint you. Amen. What UCH could not diagnose with all their syringe, all their machines, Oku machines and the one that is civil. They couldn't diagnose it. But to God be the glory. It came in a jiffy and that was it. I call my wife, I say, honey, something has happened. Today, I think God allowed that thing for his testimony purposes. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. God bless you. I said, God bless you. It's my desire. I will preach my last sermon before I go. We remember Caleb? Caleb came to, is it Joshua he came to? He said, give me this mountain. He said, as I was there. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is our strength. If God is your strength, who can fool around? Forget about it. Amen. When Jesus say yes, who can say no? He's going to have a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any of such thing. The bride will be there. Who can say no? Those who will not be there are those that are not ordained to be there. If you are ordained to be there, he doesn't have an abandoned project. If he has started with you, he will bring you to completion. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I got my mind made up that I would turn back. Cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up that I would turn back. Cause I won't see my Jesus someday. Goodbye world. Goodbye to you. Oh, hallelujah. When we say goodbye to the world, it's goodbye to the world. All the bridges that we have crossed, we have broken them. No way back. Forward ever. Backward never. See you in the rapture church. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Shall we rise? Saying amen, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, blessings and glory, glory, wisdom and beauty, I honor, power, be unto the Lord, forever and ever.
Heavenly Father, there is none like thee. You are the author of life, the giver of all good and perfect gifts. You are the one that have chosen us to be your children. Jesus said, you are not the one that chose me, I chose you. Father, you have a purpose for choosing us, and you have promised that that purpose can never be defeated. As many as are your children, you give them your spirit, Lord, to have your nature, to have your character. Heavenly Father, that is why your word says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. As many as are not yet filled with your spirit, Father, may you fill them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. The sick and the afflicted, may you deliver them, Lord. Thank you, Father. We love you because you first of all loved us. Blessed be thy name, Lord. The physical food you have provided for us, may you bless and satisfy the same for nourishment of our bodies. May provision for the needy. Thank you, Father. Once again, bless your servant in Bakatari and in all the nations of the world. We love you, Father, because you first of all loved us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Can you display it? Let's sing it as we close.
soul be refreshed. I say, as you fast and pray and meditate in the word of the Lord, may your soul be refreshed. May your soul be refreshed. May we never depart. May we never depart. May we never depart from the heavenly place in Christ, fellowship of the saints. May we never depart. May we never depart. May we meet over there. May we meet over there. Love.